弟兄姐妹们在主内平安。
Brothers, sisters, peace in the Lord.
一牧师在我们当中留给我们很多的纪念，有一点我相信大家都知道，他有很多的书。
Pastor E has left us many things. And one important one is he left us many books.
Not he left us any books. 他有很多的书。
He has many books.
这可以说是他的一个 legend. 那么很多弟兄姐妹们，我相信他都送书给你们。
I believe he has given many books to many brothers and sisters.
So 我知道他送给我很多书。
I know that he has given me many books.
收获很多。
I've learned many things.
我们在主里面的书看得越多，对我们越有好处。
As more books we read, the better it is for us.
今天是一月份的第四个礼拜。
This is the fourth Sunday of January.
不是最后一个礼拜，我们下个礼拜才是最后一个礼拜。一月份有五个礼拜。
And this is not the last. And next Sunday is the last and the fifth Sunday of the month.
我们可能说还是一个新的开始。
We can still say this is a new beginning.
我今天选的这个题目说是在十字路口。
The topic I chose today is at the crossroad.
这个题目是怎么来的呢？
How did I choose this topic?
Chuck Swindoll 牧师曾经讲过一个系列的讲道，他用的题目就是说在十字路口。
Pastor Chuck Swindoll
had a series
of books
teaching
that had a topic of at the crossroad.
他说我们结婚是一个人生的一个十字路口。
Our wedding is at it's our life at the crossroad.
我们升学也是一个十字路口。
Going on to the next educational level is at a crossroad.
我相信我们每一个人决定要离开中国到美国来也是一个十字路口，到了美国以后。
I believe every one of us who left China to come to the United States, we were at the crossroad.
所以在一年的开始是个十字路口。
The beginning of a new year is at the crossroad.
我们教会要寻找牧师也是一个十字路口。
A church finding a new pastor is at the crossroad.
在一个十字路口，我们要做很多重大的选择。
At the crossroad, we have to make many decisions.
我们怎么样做一些选择？
How do we make those decisions?
我们在一个十字路口是什么样子的一个状况？
What status are we in at the crossroad?
有很多人在十字路口会好像惊慌失措哈。
At the crossroads, many people would lose their
To get scared.
Yeah,
doesn't know what to do. 有一个很有名的诗人叫 Robert Frost.
There's a famous poet named by Robert Frost.
他写过很多诗，有一首最有名的，这个题目是什么？叫 The Road Not Taken. 很多人都应该念过，一条他一个人没有选的路。The road not taken. 我们来到十字路口，我们要选择。
When we come to the crossroad, we have to choose.
我们所记得的不是我们选择的那条路，我们所记得是我们没有选的那一条路。
What we remember is not the road we chose, is always often the road that
we didn't take. 那么这个就是形容我们会常常觉得我们做错了，我们选错了，所以我们来到十字路口的时候，每一个人的心情总是有点 不舒适。
This describes that we have often made mistakes, and when we come to the crossroad, we're not comfortable.
所以我今天选的经节是约书亚第一章。
So today I chose the scriptures from Joshua chapter 1.
因为约书亚第一章记载以色列人在一个很重要的十字路口。
Because in Joshua chapter 1, it recorded the Israelites was at an important crossroad.
我们知道摩西带领他们出了埃及，在荒野漂流了四十年。
We know that Moses led the Israelites to, and they wandered in the desert for 40 years.
来到约旦河东边。
They arrived at the east of the Jordan River.
约书亚第一章第一节说，耶和华的仆人摩西死了以后。
Verse 1 of Joshua 1 says, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord.
第二节说，我的仆人摩西死了。
Verse 2 says, Moses, my servant, is dead.
然后说，你们要，后面说你们要刚强壮胆。
Then it says, be strong and courageous.
这是形容以色列人在当时的状况。
This describes the status of the Israelites.
来到个十字路口。
Come before the crossroad.
知道要进迦南地。
They know that they're about to enter the land of Canaan.
摩西不在了。
Moses wasn't there.
怎么办？
What do we do?
神体验到他们的心情。
God understands, their feelings.
我们今天我想可以从约书亚这里学习一个宝贝的功课。
Today, I think we can learn a lesson from Joshua.
怎么样应付我们面对的选择？
How to deal with the decisions we have to make.
我们说到以色列人在这里惊恐万方哈。
We said the Israelites were scared.
我们在我们当中虽然不一定惊恐万方，是不是也有一点好像有点焦虑？
Even though we are not scared, but do we have a sort of uncertainty?
我记得有人曾经跟我打电话说，牧师走了我们怎么办？
I remember someone called me and asked me, our pastor left, what do we do?
我们有没有想过这个问题？
Have we thought about this?
为什么以色列人在那个时候会惊恐万方，为什么我们现在也会有忧虑？
Why were the Israelites were scared and why do we feel uncertain?
我想很可能是我们的生活方面，在教会里面过去这段时间我们会很过得很舒适很自满。
I think it's probably that we were very comfortable and satisfied.
或者有一个英文字叫做 complacence.
Or complacence.
好像我们好像很 complacent, 很好像很过得很舒适哈，一切都很顺利。你看以色列人，他们在荒野虽然是四十年，每天早上有玛纳，每天晚上有火柱，白天太热，神给他们云柱。有什么事就找摩西，每个人都排队到摩西家，到摩西门口去问他问题。所以摩西的丈岳父来了以后，看到说你这样太辛苦了。摩西给他们带领他们一切事，他们从来不无忧无虑。
You can see the Israelites in the deserts for 40 years, and they had abundant things from God. And when they need anything, they go to Moses, and
Yep, that's right. Yeah. 我们呢？哇，我们有一牧师、一师母在我们当中有五年的时间嘛。
What about us? Pastor E and Mrs. E were with us for 5 years.
帮我们准备了我们的每个礼拜的崇拜。
They prepared us, every Sunday worship.
帮我们安排了主日学。
Prepared our Sunday school.
我们来了，听其自然的就可以做礼拜。
We come and listen to the or for to worship easily.
我们不必惊慌,
we don't,
也不必怕下个礼拜没有人讲道,
we don't need to be scared for to worry who is going to be the preacher next Sunday.
我们也不必怕到礼拜天来了崇拜没有人弹钢琴。
We don't need to worry who's going to play piano for us.
你们知道一个教会的崇拜幕后有多少事情有多少人要办?
Do you know that how many things goes behind the scene of a worship?
都已经给我们安排好了。
They're all prepared for us.
所以现在我们像以色列人一样开始有点害怕了。
Similarly, we're kind of like the Israelites, we're a little scared.
这我们来学习宝贵的功课。
So we can learn an important lesson.
我们可以从以色列的历史上学习这个功课。
From the history of the Israelites, we can learn an important lesson.
我不知道你们当中有没有念历史的。
I don't know how many of you studied history.
我记得以前我们念高中的时候, 假如我说我要去念历史, 爸爸妈妈说, 那你会饿死。
I remember in high school when someone say, I want to study history, and their parents would tell their child that you will be hungry.
可是一个最有名的历史学家托恩比他曾经说过, 最重要的人生一个世界上一个人的一生中最重要的就是历史。
A famous person said, the most important thing a person should know is history.
因为我们要从历史上支取人类所积累积的智慧。
Because from history, we can learn about the human wisdom.
那些拿破仑这些大的将军经常是研究以前有名的这些战争是怎么样打的、怎么样失败的、怎么样胜利的。
The famous generals like Napoleon often study the history of war.
所以我们读圣经的时候也同样。
When we read the Bible, it's the same.
这里面的经验丰富。
There is much experience.
这是神的话语。
It's God's words.
我们可以从这里面来支取我们今天该怎么做。
We can learn from the Bible to know what to do today.
从我们刚刚念的第一章的第一节到第九节, 我们可以把它分成两个大段。
From our scripture reading in Joshua, we can separate into two parts.
那么第一段呢, 就是强调神的应许, 神的同在, 跟神的预备。
The first portion talks about God's bless,
God's promise,
promise,
God's presence,
presence,
and God's providence.
Providence.
那么第二段呢, 就是从第七节这里, 说只要刚强大大壮胆, 谨守遵行我仆人摩西, 所吩咐你的一切律法不可偏离左右使你无论往哪里去都可以顺利。
The second part in verse 7 it says, Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it or to the right or to the left that you may be successful wherever you go.
所以前面是神的工作, 神的应许, 神的同在, 神的预备, 后面是我们的责任, 我们要做, 我们要做什么? 我们要谨守遵行神的律法。
The first portion is about God, His presence, His providence, and His promise. And the second portion is our responsibility, which is to obey the law and to not turn away.
所以我们今天先看一下神的应许, 神的同在, 跟神的准备, 哈。
Now we'll look at God's promise, His presence, and His providence.
我们从第二节到后半节, 我们看。
We'll look at the second part of verse 2.
说和众百姓过着约旦河, 往我所要赐给以色列人的地区, 这里是神应许，是我所赐给以色列人，我已经应许了。你们凡你们脚掌所踏之地，我都照着我所应许摩西的话赐给你们。That's okay. 你们有英文的可以跟着看哈。所以这是第一点，看到神的应许，这个地是神已经给了他，而且神保障凡是他们脚掌所踏之地就都给了他们。
So the God's promise is the land, and wherever their feet sets, the land is theirs.
同样的
Similarly,
我们敢不敢说我们这个教会在这里 MMCC 是 神所应许给我们的教会。
Do we dare to say that our church, MMCC, is what God promised us?
11年以前我们思想过这个问题。
11 years ago, we thought about this question.
翁弟兄点头。
We have brothers who would not.
我们要离开老教会，我们也到这里来，我们怎么知道我们这样做是合乎神的旨意？我们怎么这样做？谁应许我们这样做？
We left our old church and built a new church here. How did we know that what we did was according to the will of God?
我们定时在神面前祷告。
We set time to pray to God.
我们在或者是跟 Dana 家祷告，我们在 George 家祷告，我们经常定时为这件事情祷告。
We often prayed at the house of Horace and Dana and at George's.
那么我们没有看到神显什么神迹。
We did not see a miracle from God.
我们当中也没有任何一个人在晚上做梦听到神跟我们讲话。
We did not dream of God speaking to us.
可是呢
？However，
我们知道。
We know.
过去这个时代的这时间的，在神的带领之下。
In the past years, we can see the guidance of God.
我们可以看到神的祝福。
We can see his blessings.
我们可以知道神的应许。
We can know God's promise.
我们可以看到神在我们当中所做的。
We can see what God has done among us.
我们都会喜欢唱一首诗叫的 Count Your Blessings, 是不是？所以他说什么？样神的祝福是样样都要数，必能叫你稀奇感谢。而欢呼。
So there's a poem, a hymn that we sing that we can number the blessings from God and we are joyful, happy.
Count your blessings, name them one by one. You will be surprised, see what the Lord has done. 神在我们当中做的，我们只要回去慢慢的思想。我们可以从神所做的，我们所体验的，知道这是神的应许。
Through God's blessings, and we can know His promise.
我们决定要在六月的第一个礼拜崇拜，我们还不知道在什么地方崇拜。
When we first worshipped here, the beginning of June, we did not know where we would. Worship.
我们有一天以前在旧教会的弟兄姐妹他们夫妇在这个 CPC 这里崇拜，他们就跟我们介绍说我们那里可能有地方可以让你们崇拜。
There was a couple at CPC that introduced this place to us.
可是那个时候 CPC 也不知道他们会不会留在这里。
But at that time CPC did not know whether they would stay here.
因为他们还要扩建这个教会。
Because they want to expand this church.
可是要扩建要经过以丹娜这个地区的批准。
To expand they need to get the permission from Edina.
假如这个城市不准，他们预备搬家。
If Edina does not permit, they have to move.
可是，在神预定的时间，他成全了一切，我们就按时在这里聚会。
At the time that God prepared, He let us stay here.
神在我们需要的时候，就派了他的仆人，他很多以前白所神学院的教授来我们这里带领我们教导我们，包括 Dr. Olson。
When we were in need, God provided us many preachers from Bethel, and including Dr. Olson to teach us.
后来张牧师来。
Then Pastor John.
后来伊牧师来。
Then Pastor E.
我们从来没有一个礼拜没有地方崇拜，我们从来没有任何一个崇拜被停止过。
There is not one Sunday we couldn't have a place to worship, and there was not one Sunday we did not worship.
是神已经为我们准备好。
So God has prepared us well.
我们常常说 CPC 这个教会对我们很好，对我们很慷慨，对我们很友善。
Often we say CPC, this church, has been very good to us.
不错，他们的的确确是这样，我们是很感谢。
And that's right, they have been very caring, and we're thankful.
但是我更相信神利用 CPC 做他的器皿来帮助我们这个教会。
But I believe God uses CPC to help our church.
我们只要把所有的事情带到主恩座前求。
If we bring everything to God,
我们就可以等让神来成全。
Then we can wait for God to fulfill.
那么我们可以说，我们知道这是神也给我们有这个应许。
So we can say God has promised us.
那么我们也可以看到神在我们当中所行的一切。
Then we can see what God has done among us.
我们有一个时期，礼拜五祷告会只有三个人。
There was a period of time.
刚一开始的时候。
In the beginning of our church, we only had three people at our prayer meeting.
神恩待我们。
God was gracious to us.
这就是为什么我很喜欢这首诗，叫 "Great is Thy Faithfulness."它里面那个副歌 Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand has provided. 很抱歉，我中文没有背出来，因为我学这首唱的时候以前是用英文学的。这是多，假如你看一下那个中文的词句，这是多么宝贵。我们每一天都看到神赐给我们新鲜的恩典。
How precious is the grace from God every day?
我们所需要的，只要合乎神的旨意，神必定成全。
Our needs, if that's according to the will of God, God will provide.
我们再回到第五节。
Then we go back to verse 5.
这里，神对约西亚说：“你平生的日子。”必无一人能在你面前站立得住，我怎样与摩西同在，也必照样与你同在，我必不撇下你，也不丢弃你。
God said to Joshua in verse 5, saying, No one will be able to stand up against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you or forsake you.
我们现在翻到《生命记》第31章。
We go to
生命记。
Deuteronomy chapter 31.
我们今天那个要背的字句就是在31章的第八节哈。
Our memory verse today was in Deuteronomy 31:8.
因为这里有三节我们要念，我想三节要背大概不容易，所以说我们只背一节，可是我们现在从第六节就开始来念，我来念。
Opinion will read starting at verse 6.
你们当刚强壮胆，也不要害怕，也不要畏惧他们，因为耶和华你的神和你同去，他必不撇下你，也不丢弃你。摩西召了约书亚来，在以色列众人眼前对他说，你当刚强壮胆，因为你要和这百姓一同进入耶和华向他们列祖起誓所应许所赐之地，你也要使他们承受那地为业，耶和华必在你前面行，他必与你同在，他必不撇下你，也不丢弃你，不要惧怕，也不要惊慌，他必不撇下你，也不丢弃你，不要惧怕，也不要惊慌。这是神的应许。
And this is the promise of God.
我们今天宣读是诗篇23篇。你们有多少人会背诗篇23篇？
How many can memorize Psalm 23?
是很短的一首诗篇。
It's a very short.
会背也没有用，假如我们不了解这个意义，会背也没有用，假如这个句对我们没有安慰，没有让我们得到任何的好处。
Even though we can memorize it, there's no use if we don't understand it or know how it can comfort us.
我们知道神的杖、神的竿必怎么样？必保守我们，对不对？他在敌人面前为我们摆设筵席。他让我们福杯满溢，神必不丢弃我们。神如何过去与我们同在，现在也继续与我们同在。
God will never forsake us. The way He was with us before, He will be with us now or in the future.
不必惊慌。
Do not be afraid.
不必畏惧。
Do not be scared.
我们的神是信实的，我们神所应许的必定成就。
Our Lord can be trusted, and His promise will be fulfilled.
Yes, 他的应许必定成就。
His promise will be fulfilled.
而且我们神还有一个更重要的一点。
There's another more important thing about our Lord.
记得亚伯拉罕献祭以撒。
Do you remember when Abraham offered Isaac?
以撒对他多宝贵。
How precious was Isaac to Abraham?
他把以撒带到山上，然后把以撒也放在台上。一切都准备好了，你知道以撒说一句什么话？
When Abraham climbed the mountain and offered Isaac on the altar, everything was prepared. Guess what Isaac said?
他说，那神的羔羊呢？
He asked, where is the Lamb of God?
亚伯拉罕回答说，
Abraham answered,
神必预备。
God will provide.
这是中文的翻译，或者说是耶和华以勒，或者是希伯来文的翻译是 Jehovah Jireh， 神必预备。
God will provide.
我们不必惊慌。
We do not.
神为我们预备了这么多年，11年多的好处。
God has provided us abundantly in the past 11 years.
神已经开始为我们预备了。
God has already beginning to prepare.
谁在帮我们司琴？
Who is our pianist?
是不是神的预备？
Isn't it the God prepared?
这个月马牧师来讲道， Chris 讲道，陈克勇陈传道讲道，神有没有给我们预备？
This month there are several preachers here with us. Did God not prepare for us?
在神的国里面，没有任何一件事情的发生是偶然的。
There is no coincidence under God's nation.
我们只要思想，神有他的计划。
We can think that God has His plan.
神必定与我们同在。
God will be with us.
他绝对不会抛下我们，绝对不会离弃我们。
He will never leave us or forsake us.
我们以前曾经唱有一首好像是中国的诗歌，所以你们我记得很清楚，是每一个台阶，是每一个小路，是不是？在每一个地方，每一个台阶，每一个小路，每一个转角，都有神的同在。我们不必惊慌，不必惧怕，我们只要向神支取，因为神的恩典足够我们使用。
So every corner of the street, every crossroad, every path we take, God is with us everywhere, and trust Him.
可是有一点很重要。
There's one important thing.
第一，我们不要自满，不要得意。
First, we cannot be self-righteous.
或者说 ，don't take it for granted. 这个中文不知道怎么翻。Don't take it for granted. 啊，这是第一点。第二点，我们要归荣耀给神。
Number two, we need to know that glory belongs to the Lord.
因为我们这一切都是神的工作。
Everything is the work of the Lord.
并不是因为我们工作的辛苦得来的。
Because it's not because how hard we work, we receive this.
也并不因为我们有哪个人讲道讲得好，我们有这样子的成就。
It's not because the accomplishment we have is because of the greatness of the preacher.
我们是应该努力工作。
We do need to work hard.
我们是应该有好的讲道。
We do need to have good preaching.
可是这全是神的工作。
But this is all God's work.
我们要把荣耀归给神。
We need to reflect the glory to the Lord.
假如我们把神的荣耀夺去，不给神，给了自己，那我们就有祸了。
If we take away the glory that belongs to the Lord, then we will be in trouble.
不要忘记，这是神的家，这是神的教会。
Do not forget this is the house of the Lord, and this is the church belongs to the Lord.
前面讲的是神的应许，神的同在，跟神的预备。
First, we looked at God's promise, God's presence, and God's providence.
我们也有我们的一部分。
We have our part.
这就是我们刚刚说，在这个约书亚第一章第七节，甚至你可以从第六节这里看，你当刚强壮胆。这里谈到一次啊，第七节说，只要刚强，大大壮胆，谨守遵行我仆人摩西所吩咐你的一切律法，不可偏离左右，使你无论往哪里去都可以顺利。再回到第二节。这我们刚刚说，他说我的仆人摩西死了，后面说现在什么，你要起来。假如把这个连起来，我们可以说你要起来，然后你当刚强壮胆，然后谨守遵行我仆人摩西所吩咐你的一切律法。这是神要我们做的，我们要起来，我们要刚强壮胆，我们要谨守神的律法。
So if we connect verse 6-7 and verse 2, we can look at God tells us to rise, be strong and courageous, and to obey all the laws.
这是我们的责任，也是我们对神的反应。
This is our part and responsibility.
起来，这个字很重要。
Rise is a very important word.
这个 NIV 的翻译不太好，他说是 get ready。其实那个 New King James 的翻译 arise 起来。我们从国内人都知道起来起来是吧
？From China, we know what rise rise means.
起来起来，是不是国歌里面的？啊，起来这个字又积极又有建设性。换英文说 get off your butt 站起来使他开始工作我们要做现在我们要起来神叫约书亚说你们要起来要做做什么要谨守神的律法凡是神所教给你们的你们都要去做而且不可偏左也不可偏右神的话要做绝对抱歉这样太长了、
Similarly God tells Moses to rise and do and to obey the laws of Moses and do not turn it to the right or the left
谨守遵行很重要其实后面还说什么你看后面他还说这律法书不可离开你的口总要昼夜思想
So be careful to obey and do not let this book of law depart from your mouth meditate on it day and night
这就是我们每一个人的每一天的灵修
So this is our spiritual time with God every day
神的话我们要听
God's words we need to listen
神的话我们要读
God's words we need to read
神的话我们要了解
God's words we need to understand
神的话我们要做
God's words we need to obey
不是一天做不是两天做是天天做
Not one day or two days it's every day
你们记得生命记第六章你们不必翻了假如你不记得回去把它背下来这 还太重要了谈到神的话我们要怎么样不管我们在家里起坐不管我们行在路上我们都要读对不对我们都要做我们要把神的话戴在我们的手上贴在我们的额头上
So from Deuteronomy chapter 6 no matter at home or outside we need to hold fast to God's words whether on the face or we need to hold it close
So we need to tie God's word on our wrist and put on our forehead 写在我们的门框上 write on the door frame还有携带城门大家记得这个吧我们都要做随时换句话说我们随时随地都要思想神的话随时随地都要行神的话我们要昼夜思想
So no matter where we need to meditate on God's words and do his words and think about it every moment
我们不但要做神的话我们行出来我们要努力的做我们要很努力的做
We do not just need to obey and act out God's words but we need to do it with our whole heart
在这个16世纪17世纪有一个很有名的英国的这个圣经注解专家
There is a very famous English Bible commentator.
Very good. Bible commentator.
In the 16th and 17th century.
他叫 Matthew Henry.
His name is Matthew Henry.
他把圣经的每一句话都解释得很清楚。
He explained clearly every verse of the Bible.
他解释这里的时候从起来开始他这样说。他说哈虽然摩西已经走了神的工作 必须要继续。当神有工作要做的时候，他必定会找到一个适合做他工作的器皿。所以我们更要努力的去做神的工作。
So when he was commentating on the word rise, he wrote, though Moses is gone, God's work must go on. When God has work to do, he will find or make instruments fitted to carry on. So we need to be more diligent to do God's work.
我们一定要努力的尽我们最大力量做神的工作。
So we need to be very diligent to do God's work.
那我们怎么样做神的工作呢？
So how do we do God's work?
就是要完完全全的谨守遵行神的话。
So we need to very carefully obey God's words.
不偏离左，不偏离右。
Not to turn to the right or left.
毫无保留，毫无妥协。
To do it with no reservations.
Very good. No reservation, no compromise. 毫无保留，毫无妥协，要全心全意的去做。这是做。然后他又谈到我们要昼夜思想，我们刚刚也谈到 这些重要的事情，要我们要做，要每天做，不断的做，起立做的时候做，起立也要做，要随时随地思想，把神的话放在我们的头脑里面。
So we need to do day by day at every moment, and we need to meditate on it and put it into our brain.
你们有没有注意到一点？
Have you noticed one point?
从我们念的这些经节讲到这里为止，
From the passage we read,
神没有告诉约书亚应该怎么样造一个船可以过约旦河。
God did not tell Joshua how to cross the Jordan River by a boat.
神没有告诉约书亚要去买一些强很好的武器。
God did not tell Joshua to buy fearful weapons.
神只是告诉他，我给你的应许，我会准备，我会与你同在，你只要谨守我的律法。
God only told Joshua to to obey. He will prepare everything.
同样的。
Similarly.
神不会告诉我们说哪一天他会把一个牧师差遣到我们这里来。
God will not tell us which day he will send a pastor to us.
也许下个月。
Maybe next month.
也许明年。
Maybe next year.
也许一年半。
Maybe a year and a half.
也许两年三年。
Maybe two or three years.
这些我们都不必焦虑。
We do not need to worry about these things.
所以神没有告诉我们我们该怎么样 准备我们的崇拜。神没有说我们应该到哪里去找什么人来司琴。这些事情我们只要按照神叫我们的该怎么样做。我们神为什么不告诉我们做这些细节呢？
God did not tell us where to find a pastor or where to find a pianist, but we need to do what God said, and how do we know about the details?
这些细节在神看来不重要。
The details are not important for us to know.
为什么？
Why?
因为在最重要的是我们是我们跟神的关系。
The most important thing is our relationship with God.
当我们在面临一个挑战的时候，当我们在十字路口的时候，
When we face a challenge and when we are at the crossroad,
我们是要思想我们跟神的关系。
We need to think about our relationship with
God. 我们思想我们对神的态度。
We need to think about our attitude with God.
我们追求神。
What are we after?
No, we're seeking God.
We're seeking God.
我们追求神， 我们要有灵修。
To seek God, we need to have spiritual times.
我们要寻求神的旨意。
To seek God's will.
记得吧，登山宝训，马太福音，神怎么讲？
What did God teach in Matthew on the mountain?
Sermon on the mountain.
Sermon on the mountain.
登山宝训，他说我们要先寻求神的国，寻求神的义，然后这一切都必加给你。记不记得宝贵的话语？我们只要寻求神的国，神的义。我们如何寻求神的国，神的义？
Do you remember it was taught to seek first God's nation and His righteousness? And how do we do that?
昼夜思想神的话语，谨守遵行神的话语，不可偏离左右。这就是我们的灵修，这就是神要我们做的。
How we do it is to meditate on His words day and night, and hold fast to them. So
that's fine. 所以呢，我们应该了解了。
So we can understand.
我们不是在寻求神给我们怎么样做这个，怎么样做那个。神告诉我们很清楚，我们只要跟他的关系对，我们只要寻求他的国，只要寻求他的义。
It's not about the details, but God wants us to seek His nation and righteousness first.
其实这一些我们都知道。
All this we know.
只是来到那个十字路口，我们中国有一个话，有两个字。我到美国第一件事就有人问我说，你们中国这个危机这两个字很好，是你怎么写给我看我可以用。我那时候还不懂他为什么问我哈。
So there's a phrase in Chinese that is very interesting to people.
因为我们的危机就翻译成英文就是叫做 critical opportunity。我们中文说是危机，那么英文也是说危机 crisis， 对不对？其实这个时候是一个很重要的转捩点，我们来到十字路口，这是一个转捩点。
So when we are at the crossroad, it's the turning point.
我们来到十字路口，我们要提醒我们的是不要忘记神的应许。
So at the crossroad, what we need to be reminded of is to not forget the promise of God.
不要忘记神的同在。
To not forget that God is with us.
不要忘记神会预备。
Do not forget God will prepare.
不要忘记我们要谨守遵行神的话语。
And do not forget that we need to hold fast and obey God's words.
所以在今天结束的时候，
So as we conclude,
我想让大家唱一首我很喜欢的一首诗歌。
I would like us to sing a hymn that I am one of my favorites.
That's right, one of my favorites. 马丁路德写的。
It's written by Martin Luther.
我们都知道马丁路德是宗教改革之父哈。
We know that Martin Luther is the father of religious revolution.
Reformation.
Reformation.
我们可是不记得的或者不知道，马丁路德最大的一个贡献是他翻译圣经，注重圣经。
But we do not know that Martin Luther'simportant contribution was he translated the Bible.
在马丁路德以前，欧洲人去做礼拜没有圣经。
Before him, the Bible was not available in Europe to most people when they come to worship.
他们在教堂里面只是听那些神父们念圣经。
They often can only hear the priests to read the Bible.
而且念的是拉丁文的圣经。
And it's in Latin.
普通老百姓还不懂拉丁文。
And regular people don't know Latin.
所以马丁路德决心要把圣经翻译出来，说老百姓们都能够懂。
So Martin Luther was determined to translate the Bible so common people can understand it.
所以我们今天选的这个，换句话说，是马丁路德所写的。让我们不要忘记，我们的主是我们的坚固保障。在这个时候，在我们这个教会的十字路口，我们不要忘记。主是我们的坚固保障。
So Martin Luther reminds us, as our church is at the crossroad, that we do not forget our Lord God is a mighty fortress.
就把时间交给天堂，不是天堂，是要带我们唱诗是吧？请大家起立，唱腓印诗十四首。
So we stand and sing hymn number.